the President.
Thank you, one moment.
Yeah?
Secretary McNamara, 9-1.
Hello?
Bob Ankermeyer, Mr. President.
Well, I'm thankful that you didn't affect our balance payments, but the government damn near went to hell while you were gone.
I toured America first.
You got my wife all heated up now, and she's out there. Said, I saw the mountain that Bob and Marge climbed, and so on and so forth. And I said, well, the government's going to hell if you don't get over this mountain climbing.
Well, I read about what Lady Bird was doing out there. I think it's magnificent. I don't want to take your time. Just wanted to say I'm returned, and I wanted to know how you were.
Oh, well.
I've been reading about you.
I'm doing pretty good. I'll tell you this. You can be very, very proud. The man most responsible for the steel strike settlements, your boy Califano.
Well, I'm delighted.
And you can, you didn't breed him, but he ought to be as close to you as your daughters, because he is really, he's got your brand on him all over. And he was smart and quick and poised and diplomatic and tough. And I was just never so proud of anybody, and they both told me the same thing. I got a letter this morning, Clark Clifford, said, I think you ought to know that I watched this thing all the way through, and the most outstanding man in it that evolved at the top just like cream rises was Califano. So I thought you might know, might have some satisfaction. Didn't your mama get a little pride when you made an A?
Well, I was so pleased at the settlement and the role you played in it. I read of it last night on the plane coming back. I don't want to take your time.
They're screwing it up a little bit. They say it breaks the guidepost, so forth. Ackley told us it's right on the nose. So that's all I can judge.
Well,
but don't
mention to me. You wanted me to talk to the auto industry. I'll take care of it. I'm getting the data from Ackley. And
Cooper was very appreciative and said that he was fine. And now, they tell me auto's going to raise prices. I hope not. We're doing so well. Why do they want to jump out, Bob? Is the profit really not cut down from what Ackley says?
Well,
do they get scared? Is that what caused them to do it?
I don't really know. I don't know that they're going to. I haven't talked to anybody in the industry for a month or so I'm just out of date with them.
Did you do any work while you was gone, or did you have comparatively free time?
No, I did a little bit. I worked on a replacement for Harold Brown. We had to give that one up. We've got another one that we're working on now, and I think it'll be all lined up for tomorrow. So I talked to you about Johnny Foster a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Berkeley Labs, but apart from that, I haven't been doing anything.
What do you think about India and Pakistan?
I think it's awful. I've been talking to Mac and Dean about it today, and I'm just about to go over to state in 15 minutes to sit down with them. I don't think, at least I don't know where we're going here, and I'm afraid of a number of contingencies that may develop that we aren't fully prepared for. So we're meeting to try to lay
for instance.
Well, if China moved against India, for example.
Yeah.
A very serious problem.
It looked like she's threatening to today, didn't she?
Well, that's right, and I think she'll threaten to. I'm not at all sure.
That's what
do,
I think she'll do, but
she
can't tell.
Threaten, and we ought to know what we'd do if she did move. We'd be in a terrible jam if she did, and we didn't have any plan. So we'll be working on that, and there are several other aspects of it. That
what would the Russians do?
I don't know.
I think they'd move to.
I don't know. And what would the British do? I'm worried about the British in Singapore and India.
Oh, they're going to run out, as
I
they usually do. They're going to do it.
That's right. I think so, and I think we've got to have some plans for that. So these are some of the subjects we'll be working on. But I don't want to take your time, Mr. President.
Are you going to testify on this aid bill up there at all?
John McNaughton's going up tomorrow on this.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell him, for God's sakes, the first time I talked to you all, that I said, let's watch what we're doing in India and Pakistan till they come here. I've told him for months not to make any more commitments. And I hope he's got a record of that.
Yes, and I talked to him today about it, and I'm sure he'll handle it that way.
You ought to go back to your notes when we had our first conversations and tell him shortly after this cancellation of the trip.
Yeah.
And even prior to that, we said that we weren't going to see him until this happened. And
exactly.
Dean held us up a month, you know, and being in, because I was in Moscow and over there. Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing you in March.
Thanks very much, Mr.